Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Since we started the fast, I realized that weakness entered my bones today. I said, Lord, send help. In the name of Jesus. I tried to stretch the leg. The leg, it was, oh my God. Glory to God. All right, we have started getting some feedback from our brethren that are participating online. I just want to read one of the feedbacks that came in today so that you will know that in the quietness of the proceedings, God is stretching forth His hand and He's doing mighty works in our midst. This piece is from a lady in Ghana. He said, I trust you are well today. I've been following the spiritual warfare series, Warfare of the Mind, and would like to update you on my progress. I wrote all the lies that the enemy said about myself and began to pull them down. And as I did this, I began to receive beautiful pictures of my future. Then she put in bracket, marriage, as beautiful marriage pictures. The devil can obscure you. And all you see about yourself are terrible images. But as she began to implement the therapy, all of a sudden, beautiful pictures about her marriage, about her career possibilities, etc., began to find expression. And according to her, it was very encouraging. These pictures are helping me change how I see myself, my prayer life, and my speech. You see, the moment the pictures begin to change, every other thing changes along. It's just like someone that went to study and the person gets a first degree, the person gets a master's degree, and the person gets a PhD. Even if the person comes back home and the person begins to sell on the streets, the way the person will sell will be affected by the person's exposure academically. When you begin to see yourself through the right lens, your speech, your prayer, every aspect of your life is influenced by the pictures that your mind begins to conceive because it is on collision course with the Holy Spirit. I told you that when I was yet a very terrible stammerer, the Lord put in my heart the vision of a revivalist. It was a great contradiction. But as I went on and the picture started becoming real, I started believing in it and began to doubt my stammering. Out of nowhere, I had accepted that what God was showing me was my reality. And because of that, the contradictions to that reality began to give way because I did not accept them as my reality. See, the pictures that God gives you are instruments by which you can think outside of the box. You can think the way God wants you to think, and the moment you begin to think that way, a gangway of possibilities are already set in motion. Now, her testimony is quite brief, but very comprehensive. These pictures are helping me change how I see myself, my prayer life, and my speech. I'm excited at the progress in just 1 week. You see, it doesn't take God eternity to do what is eternal. The problem is ignorance. The moment you begin to feed on the right stuff and you begin the right procedure, then change is inevitable. I know that God has been doing a lot to shift our thinking. If we continue on this path for another 6 months, another 8 months, many of us in this room will begin to have testimonies. Testimonies of change that is tangible, that you can lay hold on. And hallelujah, are you still with me? We also got another report of someone that was, the genotype was SS, right? They spent all the person is now AA. They spent a male, amen. They sent a mail with all the lab results attached to the mail they sent to me. We just got that also. And we have not even started praying for miracles here, you know. We're just doing practicals to show that what we are teaching is actually valid. What we are teaching, we can actually reproduce it. And if I can do it through the Holy Ghost, it means you can do it in your spare time. You can do it in your quiet time. That's the object of discipleship, is to bring you into the confidence of the fact that you can advance beyond learning and enter into the era of practice. You know, practice is superior to learning. If all you do is learn, then you are not wise. Because Jesus says that anyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, that if you move from learning, you enter into practice, then Jesus calls you a wise man. The reason, the thing about the scriptures is this. If you practice the scripture, you will remember it. The way to remember scripture, you know, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The way to remember scripture is to practice it. If you don't practice it, the Bible calls you a forgetful hearer. So if you want to remember scripture, what do? You practice. It is only the scriptures that you practice that you remember. The one you don't practice, you become a forgetful hearer. It's not as if you didn't hear, but you did not move from learning to practice, you are going to forget it. The birds of the air, demons will come and they will steal it from you so that you will remain handicapped and you will not turn the corner and enter into the broad pathways of possibilities that comes by the grace of God. Now, we are having feedback of testimonies, and it's amazing. The last time we were in Europe, I saw people live, people that were healed from the services we do here, I saw them live. It was humbling, very humbling, that God could leap out of this place and actually bring deliverance to the nations of the earth. May you never underestimate the ability of the Christ on your life. I know you are plagued by the burden of fasting and you are saying amen in measures so that you will survive this moment. But this is a very wonderful time to agree with God. I say nothing will limit the capacity of Christ on your life in the name of Jesus. Yeah. All right, let's go back to her testimony. I also mentioned all the names of those I was struggling to forgive 14 times. You know, most of you did not enter into practice. You just enjoyed the sweet atmosphere that backed up the lectures and you went home excited. You are just like that guy that Jesus spoke about that receives the word of God with so much excitement, with so much joy. And then the birds of the air. So the problem is not with receiving it. You did not go to begin to practice it instantly. And like I said, if you don't do that, the birds of the air will come and pick the things that you have learned and it's not going to be registered as part of your life. The problem that most of us are likely to have, especially those of us that have been following the teaching, is that you get loaded up with so much content, and if you form a habit of not practicing the things you learn, you will be shortchanging yourself. People that have heard just little of our materials are already sharing testimonies of mighty breakthroughs. So, and that's why I'm telling you the connection point is be quick to devise strategies on how to implement the things that you are receiving. Are you with me? She said, I also mentioned all the names of those I was struggling to forgive 14 times in the night and said, I love them. That's rebelling against the flesh. Rebelling against the flesh. The flesh is for Satan what your regenerated spirit is to God. If God is going to operate in your life, it's going to flow through the pathway of your regenerated human spirit. That's his tarmac. That's his airport. That's his highway. All right? The flesh is also the infrastructure that the devil operates through. As long as the flesh is in place, as long as you are willing to align with the flesh, what you are going to manifest is an ancient personality called Adam. And the day you decide to align with the Holy Spirit in your spirit man and to align with his desires and his promptings and to see them through into reality, you manifest another ancient personality. And that ancient personality that you manifest when you align with the Holy Ghost is Christ. So it's either your life is a picture of the manifestation of Christ or your life is a portrait of the manifestation of Adam, the fallen. Adam, the fallen. I choose to operate from my spirit man. I choose to make Christ that is in my spirit man my real personality. I deny the promptings of the flesh, the privilege of manifesting through my infrastructure, so that he that indwells my spirit will find occasion to express himself. My true personality is the personality that is rooted in my spirit, even Christ Jesus. It was at the church of Antioch, because of accurate Bible teaching, that men like Paul and the rest of the brothers brought to the brethren, that Christianity reached another peak. Are you there? And the first time Christians were ever called Christians was in Antioch, because Paul had taught them that your real personality, your true personality, is the personality that tabernacles your spirit. And when you begin to sense him prompting you, when you begin to sense him impacting his will on your heart, you must be diligent to translate it into action. Make it your command in counseling. And this is what I'm trying to share with you tonight, is a product of like 24 years of ministry practice. My ministry experience exceeds 24 years actually. But this documenting what I am talking about began about 24 years ago, okay? So what I'm trying to bring to us is a product of consistent and meticulous documentary based on my little counseling ministry. This is my deductions that came from as a result of my counseling ministry for about 24 years. These things I want to read out to us are indications that there is a spirit on assignment around your life to frustrate your life, to truncate your destiny, to to blot out every strand of possibility around you, to take away beauty from you. The things I want to read out are indicative of the fact that there is a demonic spirit on assignment around your life. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, like I said, I got some indicators that are suggestive of the fact that there is a demon on your case. And this is coming from about 24 years of counseling experience and also of deliverance ministry. Okay? So I got this from my... So what would I call this evening's title? Give me a title from the congregation. So the congregation has refused to give me... Yeah, someone is trying now, after great reluctance. Indicators of demonic presence. So that's what we're going to call it. The first indicator is what I call accident and mishap prone. Accident and mishap prone. How many of you have escaped up to 3 near accident scenarios since the beginning of January? Anybody like that? I'm going to pray for you, because whenever you notice that you are accident or mishap prone, it's an indication of the fact that a demon has been sent on your case. And I have scriptures to show you, just in case you are ready to come with me. I will invite you to the book of Job. Turn your Bible to the book of Job. Job chapter number 1, beginning from verse number 13. Can you put that on the screen for me? Job 1:13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses were feeding beside them, and the Sibians fell upon them and took them away. And yea, they have slain all the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and had burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, they slain and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters. Now let me leave that 18 there. I want to explain something with 18. Accident, mishap, accident, mishap. When you begin to see such patterns, it is highly suggestive of the fact that there is a demon, an intelligent personality, that has been deployed to destabilize your life and to set up roadblocks against your possible achievement, attainment, fulfillment, or success. Especially when it is reoccurring, we have a strong case to say that there is a demonic person. Meanwhile, it will interest you to know that this account we just read is about Job. And those mishaps began to take place the moment the devil left the presence of God after negotiating with God to give him some allowance with Job, some latitude with Job, so that he could exploit Job and exploit his circumstance with the hope that Job will curse God to the face. So it was a competition that was taking place. God was bragging on Job, and Satan was given the liberty to test the loyalty of Job to God. And Satan was excited about it. And the moment God gave him the permission, this items that we read about became the direct consequence of the devil's execution of the contract that he had with God. There, so that's the layout of the scripture that I just read to us. And the symptoms that we see are resultant effects of demonic activity. You know, I told you yesterday that even though demons are domiciled in the unseen realm, even though demons are persons without bodies, do not be confused. Demons are highly intelligent, and that's why when they speak into your thoughts, you don't even know that those thoughts are not yours. Demons are masters of masquerading. They can hide their personalities. They can hide behind the shadows. They can hide behind circumstances. They can hide behind situations, and you will blame everything. You will blame everyone except them. So in terms of being able to hide their personalities, they are masters of the game. And once that's why if you check the account of the servants that were spared to bring the testimony, you will see, are you with me? You will notice that demons manipulated physical things. It's either they manipulated persons to attack them, or they manipulated circumstances to resist them. And verse 18 that I said you should hold on about, even though it is still part of the trend, it is a standalone example. I have seen this one with my eyes. This one, I've seen it. So it, for me, it's a standalone example. He said, while he was yet speaking, there came another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness. I have this one. I know this one. I know how that demons can travel through what we call wind and wreck havoc. Oh, many of you are aware of hurricanes. I don't know where we are now. We started from Katrina. Where are we now? What? Don't say what you don't know. Just limit yourself to what you know. From Katrina, we have gone through series of winds, of tornadoes. There was a time we were at Rita. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know where we are now. The last one, the most recent one. Who are the people that still listen to news here? To help me. I only read the headlines, you know? Just the headlines. Okay, most of you are like me. All right. So the thing we had... Okay, somebody help me online, please. Can you give me... The guys online are more current than myself. Where are we in naming typhoons and tornadoes? Pastor Philip, doesn't take so long to find out. Some informed people are on the platform, and I need their testimony. You see, the thing about my media people is they decide when they go quiet. All right, the media guys have refused. So I know somebody has given me the answer. And I really need that answer. Please. What? I'm just saying, there's somebody in the room, okay? We have Hurricane, what's that? Harley, Sally, Delta, Zeta, Michael, Laura, Han. So you can see. And the attendant destructions that came from all of this. I say to you that I know this one. When demons travel with the wind and destroy. So what happened to Job's children was that they were in a tent. And Hurricane Apollo came there. And the description of the impact of the hurricane was that he hit on the four pillars of the tent and overwhelmed them, and all of them died at once. Just like I said, we have the advantage and the privilege of hindsight, so we know what happened behind the scenes that led to the action that we are reading about. Demons were deployed, and demons could ride on the wind. Demons could operate through people and bring harm through people. Demons could speak through people. Demons, anything whatsoever, can become a weapon in the hand of a spirit to bring damage, to bring injury. So whenever you see this pattern of this accident-prone pattern and mishap-prone pattern, it is suggestive of the fact that there is an intelligent entity, assassin, that has been contracted to do damage around your life. And just in case you used to dwell in peace and in safety, it is suggestive, the situation is suggestive that you need to rise up and fight. Now, during the course of the lecture, you'll be taught how to fight. Because someone might be saying, I don't know how to engage. Don't worry about that. We have rules of engagement in spiritual war. And we also have a full documentary of the channels of spiritual power that you can take advantage of during the course of spiritual warfare. The major problem you will discover among warriors is not that they do not know the tools, it's just that they are not consistent enough in the engagement. So, in order to build some consistency, one of the days we come here for lecture, we will not be lecturing at all. We'll just pray in tongues for 2 hours first. And then we'll lecture for 30 minutes. And then we'll pray in tongues again for 40 minutes and we'll go. The reason for that is endurance building. Because when you are locked on with a witch, for instance, one of the things that witches are taught in the covens is the ability to endure. So you are casting spells and you endure. You can cast spells for 48 days. The same spell. That's why it's as if there are some things that reoccur. Can you imagine that demon that was responsible for the woman that was bowed down 18 years? The demon never snapped to take a cup of coffee. The demon never said, oh my God, it's now cold. I need to. 18 years the demon was there ensuring that the woman had the curvature of the spine. And if you are going to deal with these entities, you must put on the right frame of mind. You must not have retreat and surrender in your philosophy. You must be trained on how to stay put and engage. So that's the reason why we're going to do an endurance prayer moment. Just so that you could release your prayer vows. And you know, it's just like when you walk on your car and change the engine. The mechanic will need to fire it so that the valves can slack. You see, we need to slack your valves. It's a test of endurance that will equip you with what it takes to be consistent. Because witches are consistent. Necromancers are consistent. warlocks are consistent. And if warlocks and witches notice that you are consistent, they will leave you for a season. Satan likes fighting infants. People that will put in impute for a while and get tired. Those are the kind of people that Satan rules. Hallelujah. But if you are like some of us that have suffered too much in the hands of the devil, we have no other duty other than to remain in that fight. Because we know the moment you show signs of weakness, you are gone. Hallelujah. If you have gone around the world the way I've done, you will learn one or two things. Sometimes you just come to some nations, their idols are the airport. They are welcoming you. They say, all right, you know this territory, this is where we day. Now here we day. All right? So when you are entering, you already see their symbols at the airport. You know that you are not entering a friendly territory. When other people go to sleep, you wake up. Even if they give you a water bed, don't sleep on it. We went to Benin Republic. And I just started preaching, and then some people started manifesting seriously and salivating. A lot of saliva was coming out of their mouth, and they broke before this one will become other people were arrested. I just started preaching. Saliva. And in my experience in ministry, when I see those symptoms, those are people that came in with charms to come and test me with power. If you don't know Jesus, avoid Benin Republic, avoid Togo, avoid, you know, you can preach in Lagos and shout hallelujah in Lagos. Don't cross the border. Hallelujah. Do all you are doing in Makurdi. Don't cross the border. You need to know Jesus that has called you before you go to the northern Ghana, before you go there. You need to know. You must be rooted. If not, you are just going as a slaughter. Those are ancient sorcerers that know the way of the night. They know how to greet spirits. Jesus. So we got there. People were salivating. All kinds of deliverance. We started serious deliverance. In fact, then the second day we came for a prayer meeting. They brought pastors. Pastors from the land, and the person that put up the meeting wanted to encourage the pastors, so he said, okay, let the pastors from the land lead prayer, one pastor after another. The first pastor led, I touched my host, I said, where did you get this one? He said, no, it's one of the champions of the land. No, this one is not of God. He said, he was thinking, so I said, he's not of God. So, yes, brought the second one. Came and gave something like a revelation. I said, no, that revelation, no. By the time we were done, we knew we were in the wrong place. So when I finished preaching in the day, and I come back to the hotel in the night, I dressed up very well, and I'm waiting for the witches that will try to come out. Because I know the way they behave. And their peak time is from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. Most of us know. I was waiting. It seems they came and peeked and saw that I was waiting, so they left. But they can do damage to you. They can do damage to you if they catch you off guard. Are you there? We were passing to Cameroon and we decided to stop at Togo. When we stopped at Togo, Bona said, okay, we'll spend 2 days here. Let's hold a meeting. Before you knew it, I think we had 600 people. And in the eyes of our people in Togo, that was the greatest meeting in Togo. To get 600 speak, I think. That was how we started. The hand of God began to move. And they almost drove us from that venue. That the crowd was too much for the venue. God began to move all kinds of... and I know Togo. So when we finish all the meetings in the evening, when we go back, we wait for a counterattack. I know this by experience. You don't play in Togo. You don't play in Benin Republic. You don't play in Cote d'Ivoire. You don't play in Nigeria. You don't play in Mali. You don't play in Burkina Faso. Go and play somewhere else. You can go to where? In fact, it's only here you can play. If you are still with me, say amen. You can play here because we have perforated the spiritual atmosphere and you know, it's a good place. If you want to be slack spiritually, be slack under this atmosphere, nothing will happen to you. But in fact, it's too late for you because you are the foot soldiers of Jesus that will round up all the elements of darkness that are still locking around. And unfortunately for you, you are the prophet of your family. Second symptom that demons are on your case is what we call the near miracle syndrome. Near miracle syndrome. The person almost got married and then something now happened. The moment it happens twice and a pattern has been created, don't go to the psychiatrist. Don't attend a class in philosophy. Look for how to expel devils. You are already in the center of a situation of warfare. Near miracle syndrome. Or you see someone that is so graced, someone that is so full of potential, but translating the potential into something worthwhile is almost an impossibility. You hit a brick wall anytime you begin to make motions for advancement. It is very highly probable that a demonic entity has been smuggled into the equation. Are you still with me? We were in the university and there was this guy that my friend went and brought. Strange guy, just strange guy. So, he was now with us, squatting with us in the room and all of that. Then we came one day and saw that he had drank, you know, those days, I don't know whether they still sell it. There's something they used to call shaving powder those days. Shaving powder. Do they still sell such things now? Okay. That's the shaving powder of those days, if they still have it. Okay. All right. The guy had drank shaving powder to die. So when we came, we slapped him on the back and he vomited what he drank. You know, we had crude ways of attending to cases. Sometimes we slap on the back. So we slapped him on the back many times. He now vomited the things that he took in. And he was angry with us that we did not allow him to die. So when he calmed down, he began to tell us his story. That this was not the first university he has attended. He attended so place. And while he was advancing towards the end of graduating, he had a crisis. Went somewhere again, continued, and was making some progress, about to finish first semester, second semester. Then they now brought him to Benin State University, and he joined us. And then the same symptoms that he used to know, the wind that normally comes, that incapacitates him, that makes him unable to finish anything he starts, has started mounting, has started gathering. So he couldn't take it anymore. He decided that before we come back from lecture that day, he would just kill himself because there was no reason for him to live. Hallelujah. So we now allowed him to calm down. When he told us his story, he cried. We also pretended that we were crying with him. We all... We have become many things because the Lord asked us to preach to him. So we did all that. And when we recovered ourselves, we now began to interview him to know where the demons were coming from. And then it was not a secret to him. His father was a member of a secret cult. And his father wanted him to take his seat upon his debt in the cult. Because that's the way of the cult. To keep the cult alive, someone that is in your family must take your place, must bear your title, must carry your staff, must wear your ring, and must wear your robe. So it was time for him to be initiated so that he can be next in line to mount the father's throne. Oh man, I don't have time to tell you about his father. And then the guy said, he's not going to inherit what the father was offering. And the father brought three keys one day. If you are an ancient, you will know what those three keys mean. Three golden keys. It was by those three keys that he cost that young man. So the guy is very intelligent. If he puts his hand to something, he can make so much creativity out of it. But you see, a wind begins to gather. And when that atmosphere begins to form, it doesn't matter the height he has attained, he will not be able to accomplish anything. He will just not be able to accomplish anything. And he felt so incapacitated in the face of that challenge that when he saw it forming the third time, he just felt, okay, the best thing to do was for him to take his life. Now, the reason why I'm not going into details about this young man is because some of you are from his village. If I explain further, you'll be able to trace the young man. And that is not my intention. His identity is supposed to be kept confidential. But if I want to press further, some of you will identify him. So what I'm telling you is not made up. These are real life stories. Unfortunately, even when we identified the problem and we began to prescribe solutions to the young man, and part of the solutions was that when I'm going for prayer by 5 a.m., because that was my culture when I was on campus, I will never read any book, I will never attend any lecture except I've seen God, and God releases me from my prayer place. I'm in detention until Jesus releases me from detention every day. I don't read nothing. And even in the night, when I come prepared to read, we'll start reading from 7, we'll read till 12 midnight, and then from 12 midnight, we'll go for prayer. It is after that prayer that we can continue reading. I had a bed on campus that I never used because I was a scholar in my own right. So someone discovered that I was not using my bed. So the person gave glory to God, gave thanks to God, and began to help himself. Until I came and discovered that there was an entity that was taking advantage. So it was either I was reading or I was praying. So we were now trying to induct the guy into that lifestyle of praying always. And he felt we just like to suffer. That we love suffering. This is a man that almost killed himself. Now saying that we like suffering. That's why we go for prayer. So is there no format? Is there no easier format to engage this thing? You know, I'm not called out for this kind of stuff. I'm not made for this kind of thing. He started speaking phonetics. You know the end of the story. What you are thinking is correct. He was cut off. So there was no way, as intelligent as that guy was, there was no way he could achieve anything worthwhile because there was a resistance that was placed in his way. This resistance was invincible, but it was potent enough to stop him, to immobilize him, to discourage him. And it could even bring him to a point where he was willing to take his life. Just in case you are in this place tonight and you've been experiencing near miracle syndrome. It might be in the area of your career. It might be in the area of marriage. The first person comes, looks upon you and says, oh my God, what a beautiful damsel. Your open teeth is in alignment and all kinds of good comments on your life. 2 weeks into the relationship, 3 weeks, it begins to go stale. And in the fourth week, the person blocks you on Instagram, blocks you on Facebook, blocks you on YouTube, blocks you everywhere, and blocks your number. If the person has Samsung phone, it becomes easier to block Samsung knows, they know that you want to block people. So they made it. Aiko Santoria, Ikamen to Kami. You know something? Sometimes we need to punctuate in tongues. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Blocked everywhere. And then another time you are going home in a bus and you see someone and the person looks upon you and says, the conductor wanted to insult you. The person came into the fight. I said, hey, you don't do that. And so when you drop from the bus, the person said, the reason why I was fighting is because you are clean. Yeah. And when you begin to progress with it, you now notice there is this cloud that comes in and everything goes still. If you have seen that for about two times, it means we have an entity in this equation that we need to deal with. And the purpose of these lectures is to bring you to a point where we can deal with it. And indeed, it shall be dealt with. In the name of Jesus. Third indication that demons are involved is that there is a pattern. You see a pattern. There is a science behind it. There's a science, a pattern. You know, the moment there is a pattern, it means that there's an intelligent personality that is behind it. There's a science behind it. A consistent pattern. This is how it happened in this generation. This is how it happened in another generation. This is how it is beginning to happen in this generation. As long as there's a pattern behind it, it is suggestive of the fact that there is a spiritual entity that is taking advantage. No matter how medical science may make attempts to explain to you that your situation, that is how it is, and all of that, if that thing is hereditary, are you there? Just like I announced to you before I began the lecture, there is a testimony that we had, all right, a testimony of someone's change of genotype. I have all the documents here sent to me on my phone by someone that wants to testify. I've seen genotypes change, and according to medical science, it is impossible for it to change. I've not just seen it change in Nigeria, I've seen it change in Europe. And in Europe, they took the people for a test, and the thing came out differently. You know, I told you about one of the cases. They had to refer the person to Oxford from London. They referred the person to Oxford because this is an abomination. What is the abomination? Someone got healed. There was a testimony that someone, there was this guy that was supposed to go for surgery the next day in London. And while I wanted to pray for the person, the Lord touched me and said, I will help you. I said, oh my God, this is great. Instantly, I had a screen, a prophetic screen opened before my face. And as I was praying for him, I was seeing the kidney, how the kidney was coming back. I was praying for him. I was seeing the kidney. And the moment I saw that the kidney was restored, I stopped praying for him. And I told him that you have a new kidney. He doesn't believe God. So he didn't even say amen. Just looked at me like this. Because they forced him to come for the meeting. He felt his auntie that brought him for the meeting was just trying to waste his time. So that he will not receive further disturbance from the auntie, he just came. Okay? That's a good reason to come. And then God picked on his case, and I saw new kidneys. The guy went for the procedure the next day, and the doctors had to do a few tests before they start the process, and they saw that it was a new kidney. They were angry. You, obviously, you know that the doctors don't believe in God. The only thing they believe is science. And it is impossible in science for that situation to find expression. Because the last test was like 3 days from that time ago. And then a few days later, a new kidney was given to him. So when the doctor did the test again, it was the same. They had to write a report. And the report they wrote was that the kidneys healed itself. That was the closest admittance to the presence of the healing power of God. You will not believe that after that happened, the mother of the boy, that happens to be the elder sister of the person that brought the boy for the meeting, now asks a younger sister, you have to tell me what you went to do, what voodoo did you do on my son that his kidney is healed. So in our own eyes, it was voodoo. It was something negative. So we didn't receive, thank you for praying for me. No, we said, no. You went for voodoo. That's the reason why God doesn't go far with you. What is the hope of the world? People don't believe God anymore. Even when he does miracles that doctors cannot explain, it's just like the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was moving and some people say it was new wine. And that's the reason why I pray for signs and wonders, that God will increase the miracle working, his miracle working power on my life, so that even the wise will be confounded by the power of Jesus. If it becomes a pattern, then an intelligent personality is behind it, and we need to track the person down so that we can dispossess him of the space, the workshop that he's operating in. If you're still with me, say amen. Third symptom is what we call cyclical situations or reoccurring situations. One thing keeps going and coming. If you give it some time, it will relapse. And after a while, it will rise again. If it becomes cyclical, you can even tell that it is April. During the month of April, it begins to come back. If you see that situation, then it is highly probable that there is an entity behind it that we need to discover and we need to disarm. Are you still with me? All right. So, I'm praying that, because as I preach, I've been asking Jesus, if he will give me the liberty, give me a sign that he approves of our practical this evening. You know, I apply to Jesus. I say, are you willing to show up this evening for a practical session? Because the only way I can demonstrate the efficacy of the things I'm presenting is if you come to back me up and you approve that we demonstrate the reality of the things that we are talking about. So my application went to him. He has not yet responded. If somewhere, sometime during the course of this delivery, he gives me a sign, then we will have a practical session. You know, God is a big God. Sometimes he might say, don't pray for the sick. Reasons best known to him. Sometimes he will say, make sure you don't lay hands on anybody. Sometimes he will just say, when you finish doing what you are doing, just blow into the mic. Don't expect anything. Just blow and go and sit down. And the day he told me to blow into the mic, he blew into people's ears. And he opened them. Hallelujah. So what we want to do before I finish the lecture, because our time is running, we want to go back to the application that I submitted so that we can find out if he approved. Alright? The way you will do it is that we'll speak in tongues for 3 minutes. We'll just speak in tongues for 3 minutes. And when we speak in tongues for 3 minutes, where's the man on the keyboard here? And then if the man on the keyboard is playing the right thing while we are speaking in tongues for 3 minutes, we will have elevation. We will mount up with wings. We will go to high places in the spirit where the voice of God is, and then we'll secure his mind. Just for 3 minutes, we are going to speak in tongues to see how far our application has gone. Oh my. Broske tamura havala monshadia. Bokos ketabraita kumbelamin. Asabro kendo seli nari. Azekilato kompres gavata munda. Asai kombramena. Isa mahabakonde. Isa mahabakonde. Azikla brasketo mina. Asiko presko filato akanteli. Ramen sopre. Ramen sopre. Abu kotobria labakuze sanila. Asai konda bari. Shakadula hebre katasikande. Shakadula braske tubinanzelia. Ezuka presko fila hute bakatua. Abrambre suke. Brambre kabuska. Ikabera naskito bre. Bahiko sane. Bahiko centuria. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Turahasi. Preskofa nani akantemo. Muraske tobilai takumbelasi. Preskofi tabe kadikote. Kadikote la zikotamina. Pranta skelia. Ika preskonte bakunde babarata. Opeza ikona. Ikandelere kisite. Brakazunda bakunda. Esubriala babonde zamaya. Oh! Oh! Baraso seka di. Baraso seka. Ai komali ama santo. Kabura si. Asai kondame. Asai kondame. Shekilatwa. Adobre skantelia. Eskamina suria breskofi. Asanta bonde kandalame. Obreskida. 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 Asemina kida. Obreskantelia. Asiko breskonde. Amanto kuli bakatelia. Oh! Usa hetaita. Alababori asiko. Kobonte skita male. Abai la compresa. Ikopalato. Isamina kopelaito. Escopre seke tanda. Amaka boja hi. Amaka branta baboria. Esopriata babonde sgame. Abata kuse zele kebreskai. Barato si. Avanto kopelamina kadia. Uma santo. Uma santo. Uma santoria. Uma santoria. Uma santoria. Uma satelina coseli. Unse soke labros que tomina cari. Yahuske te prenda curia baha. Yeko si coprande curia babandele. Amantoria Shekila Vai Canteri Vai Casomana Vai Casupreske Vai Casanta Baboria Icabeli Masote Mahus Gaita Mahus Gaita Ico Presco Velame Wunda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You know, the Lord is always near you. He's not far away. Is it true that you want to seek His mind? He's more willing to make you know His mind than you are desperate to know His ways. Teach us, Lord, to incline our hearts to You and to wait for You. Teach us to see Your kindness. You do not gain from our distress. You do not gain from our troubles, and You are willing to reach out to us. Let us see You from the right mind. Know that Your thoughts, Your mind is full of us. Thank You, Jesus. Now, there's someone in our midst. You have an emergency. Wait. Okay. The Lord has approved. That's what we have. So let me give you 2 points and then we'll close so that we can move into the practical. Unnatural and prolonged poverty. Prolonged poverty. It is not as if you are a lazy person. You are not a lazy person. You are a hardworking person, active person. You even make attempts to put things together, to make things work, to try to pioneer things, to start things. And you meet with resistance. So that you have been in a prolonged state of lack. It is a sign of resistance. It means that you are at war. And I tell you, God set up all of this which is going on here is to give you ventilation, a breath of fresh air. Yes, such experiences exist with God. And I pray tonight that God will reach out to you in the name of Jesus. Then finally, there is what we call heaviness. When that heaviness comes upon you, it's more than a mood swing. It cuts you off. There's no way I don't have the right words to explain it. But the Bible says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The Lord wants you to be his planting. He wants you to become a tree of righteousness anywhere he plants you, so that you can install righteousness as your working principle in the marketplace, in your office area. Alright? What he wants to gain from nurturing your life is that you will become a tree of righteousness. He's ready to invest in those that mourn in Zion. He's ready to give beauty for ashes. Ready to make available the oil of joy in the place of mourning. Just in case your situation is mourning. Mourning. Demons don't want you to rejoice. Oh my God, there is enough provision for your case. There is an oil of joy that God has allocated to all those that mourn in Zion. You will think that Zion is not a place for mourning. But God knows that people will mourn in Zion, so he made preparation. For those that are caught up in ashes, he has a destiny of beauty. Those that mourn, he has manufactured the oil of joy. And those that are taken by the spirit of heaviness, the Bible says he has made a tunic available, a garment of praise, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. There is someone in our midst. In fact, the Holy Spirit cries in my spirit. Cries, it's a cry. So loud in my spirit, because your case is troubling heaven. Your case is troubling heaven. And the situation that you've been suffering from is that you hear voices so loud in your head. So loud. It's a situation of oppression. A situation of oppression. And you hear voices so loud in your head. I want you to stand up and come here. Because the Holy Spirit cried in my spirit. The voices you hear are so loud, so tangible. You can't even deny that you don't have the experience, because it's so loud, so loud. And just in case you are participating online in the online church and you have the same situation, I'd like you to write your name on the dialogue, and then all the brethren managing the platform, I'd like you to put those names on the screen right away, because we want to go into practicals. The spirits behind these experiences will be arrested tonight in the name of Jesus. The reason why I know that is because the Holy Ghost cried in my heart so loud,
Sola.
That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. That he might be glorified. That he might be glorified. Ima hasokilanto bresko pila. Abraska boboria iko bresko vidahate.
To see your face, to hear your voice.
Can you give me that song, O choir? Don't put your microphone far away from your mouth and sing into it. O sia fasa boko brasi mande. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to arrest in a few seconds. I will arrest the demons. And the demons will be arrested. And some of you will find relief instantly. You find relief instantly. In fact, God is already working. He's already working. Yeah, he's working on that line. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord, that you arrest the demons behind this situation. Arrest the demons. Those demons, speak it into their heads. Those demons that have been sent through enchantment to begin to speak impossibilities into their lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you arrest them. Arrest them. In the name of Jesus. So I sense the hand of God upon one of you. And it's going to become intense. It's going to become intense in the next few seconds. Because I sense it on my head. It's going to begin to manifest. It's going to become intense. Oh my God. It is not the will of God for you to be bound. So I destroy the fetters. I destroy the chains. I destroy the bonds. I destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Watch as if you find them, bring them up here. It's a theater. We want to conduct an operation. Aswe kambalia. Eskote mereke dia isko. One of you is carrying a heaviness. I can feel the weight of the heaviness. Now, I come against that heaviness. I come against it. Let it fall off. Let the heaviness fall off. The weight you carry is not from God. It's not from God. Lose them. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, you are going to lose this lady. You're going to let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Let her go.
Yes, sir.
Loose.
In the name of Jesus.
You see, the angel of the Lord comes into this hall. He comes now. He comes with oil. I see the angel coming. Oh my God. So they like open. Let her go. Let her go. You can no longer speak into her head. You can no longer speak into her mind. I destroy the stronghold that you have built. The stronghold, the pavilion, the tower. I destroy it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I proclaim your liberty. Be free. Be free. Be free. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be free. 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 Be free in the name of Jesus. If I touch you and you are still standing, you can go back to your seat. Freedom is your portion. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take that lady to the theater. Take her to the theater. I see the angel of the Lord coming. Coming with oil. Because there are two people in the congregation that he wants to anoint. And as I speak, that anointing will change your life. The anointing will alter the course of events in your life. And there are two such people that have been favored. And the hand of God will come upon those two people in the congregation. And some of you online, some of you online will begin to receive the touch of God. The anointing will come into your room, come into your living room. All kinds of things will begin to happen because God is dead, God is ready. Oh my God. An anointing that will change everything. It will change everything. I see. Heaven open. Can you bring that lady to the theater? Isabo Conte Maikaba. Padre Sico, Samantha Elia, Ikobe Lamina Sali, Govila Eto, Sumen Seli, Kabale Mosali, Ruskete Mahala. If you find the people that are anointed, there are about two of them. Bring them. Bring them. Bring them. Salele Keila Namande Kosoma. Is an in a pose in a man. Your money is caged, and the cage just broke now. Just broke. There's going to be a financial miracle in your life. Oh my God. Usaheli alai kumbala. Esaiko se mokonde laiko skedi. Now, can you allow me to see the people on the electronic room? The guy from Portugal, can you look for that guy from Portugal and allow me to see him. There's an anointing coming on him. Yes, this is the will of God, that you should wear this grace. To wear this grace. The angels I see, they came with this grace, this anointing, to place upon your life. Yes, so that everything around you will change. Can you understand what I'm saying? I say, put that guy on. Unmute him so that I can talk to him. So you from Portugal, the hand of God is upon you.
Amen.
And there is an anointing that will rest upon your life.
Amen.
And that anointing will transform you. So in a moment of time, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you in a moment of time. And the hand of God will descend upon you. Father, in the name of... In the name of Jesus, I ask that you put your hand on our brother from Portugal. Also, I can see that from the electronic room, there are two sisters that the same prophetic oil that I spoke about is resting on. There are two sisters in the room, in the electronic room, that anointing is beginning to rest on. And it's resting on them so powerfully. And I sense it on my body. I sense it resting. There are two of them. Two of them in that room. Two sisters. In that room. Two sisters in that room. I don't know what's wrong with your network this evening. But help me find those sisters. The hand of God rests upon our brother from Portugal. God will increase your capacity in the spirit. He will give you grace to do the impossible. In the name of Jesus. He said, I should tell you, only trust Him. Trust Him. And do not look at the circumstances. Do not look at the situations. But trust His ability inside of you. In the name of Jesus. If you can do a good job, you'll be able to find the two sisters in that room. There's an anointing that has rested upon them. And if you find them, then I prophesy on them. If you are still in this place, the physical room, you can begin by speaking in tongues just in a moment of time. We are gaining ascendancy, riding in the Spirit, riding in the Holy Ghost. We are making journeys in the Spirit. Journeys. They are journeys in the Spirit. Journeys in the Spirit. Journeys. Journeys in the Holy Ghost. Journeys in the Holy Ghost. Exercise your spirit. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Reach out to the Lord. Reach out to God. Can you begin to demolish every sign around your life that suggests that there is a spirit entity trying to combat you, trying to contain you? Tonight, you want to begin to demolish it. You want to stand against it in the name of Jesus. You want to stand against it in the name of Jesus. You want to stand against it.
Things as you have never known.
such things that you have never imagined. It is your time. He will make you take your journey. He will bring you into the land of promise. It is your time. It is your time. He said, I should tell you, say ye not, it is too late. It doesn't take me eternity to do that which is eternal. I will begin with you afresh because it is your time. It is your time. It is your time. And I see the door of marriage is open. Marriage is the door of marriages. I see it open. I see it open. Strange things will begin to take place. Strange things will take place. Strange things will take place. Strange things will take place. It is your time. It is your time. And I belong to the family of Yahweh. I am standing on the altar of Yahweh. I am standing on the altar of Jerusalem. Song we'll sing it one time. Jesus. Now, when you sing in an atmosphere of God's presence, a wrong way of singing can drive the Holy Ghost. Don't get excited. Just sing. Let's try again. Let me catch the person that is draining the anointing. Yeah, let's sing. Let's sing. Yeah. Just because you sang well this time, I saw that somebody in the congregation, there's an anointing that is coming upon you. This anointing will make your visions sharp. You don't need to say amen. The anointing is already coming. It's 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 already coming. It is here. It is here. To make your vision sharp. To make them sharp. The music ministry is a very spiritual thing. You don't joke when you.
Oh my. Sabroske te miyazi. If I tell you the things I hear, you will not believe me. It's already coming. Yes, it's coming. It's resting. It's resting. The anointing rests. It rests. It rests. Are you ready? No, you're not. You're ready? Renew the anointing on your vessels. Renew the anointing. Renew the anointing. Renew the anointing. New strength, new vigor, new height in the spirit. Osika Mahabai. Singing, I belong. I am standing on the covenant of Yahweh. On the altar of Jerusalem, thank you, Lord.
Get me those two sisters again. That is Vio. Vio and Patricia. Vio and Patricia. Sister Vio, how are you doing? Can you hear me, Vio? Oh my God. She can't hear me. Can you hear me? You are blessed. Now I want to release an anointing on you, Vio and Patricia. All right, that's great. An anointing will come on you in the next few seconds, okay? God wants to use Patricia. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you stretch forth your hand on my sisters right now. Let the anointing descend upon them. Oh, they can't hear me again. Let the anointing descend upon them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Holy Spirit, can you enter that room? Enter that room. Enter that room. Enter that room. Enter that room. Enter that room and anoint them. 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 Let your hand descend upon them in that room. They can't hear me. Now, next time before you come on board, be sure of the sound, okay? I'm almost out of time. The Lord showed me that He wants to use you. Who came with this lady? So only you came. Now, so the question is, are you ready to? You're ready. Are you sure? You're sure? Okay. Something will happen to you right here. Say, Lord, from the crown of our head, to the soles of our feet. You can reduce my volume if that's what is responsible for the rejection sound. Bring her into the first installment of the anointing that she needs to begin to function in her calling. Take her away from all her mistakes and bring her into destiny. Let the first consignment of grace, let it rest upon her. Let it come. 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 Let it come stronger. 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 Let it come so powerfully from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let it run through her body and let it be. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, let it descend upon her. In the name of Jesus. It is for this purpose that God called you, brought you into this place tonight, so that he can fall on you and he can begin to operate through your life. So his mighty hand descends upon you this moment. This is the first installment. So before I run away from your face, you heard all the symptoms that I mentioned, just in case you found one symptom that is a description of your life. I want you to attack it. Attack that spirit. Quickly, attack it. Attack it.
Murahiza a glabres kafitaminanto brehi. Thank you.
You will walk and not be weary. You will run and not faint. The Lord will cause you to mount up with wings like eagles. Thank you, Lord. It all begins tonight. It all begins. You will look for the stumbling block and you will not find it anymore. Because it all begins. It all begins. A little one shall become a thousand. It all begins. The small ones shall become a great nation. It all begins. Yes, you are. It all begins with you, sister. Lion of Judah. Can we sing that song one time? Yeshua. Held captive have set at liberty. For when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and it was noise among the heathen, saying, the Lord has done great things for them, whereof they are glad. Turn us, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Oh, turn us, and we shall be turned. Turn us. Like the water courses of the Negev, turn us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.